Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Just been an incredible year, 18 months of my life being on the road, meeting you guys in Huntington Beach, and then spending the year on the road with you guys, integrating with you guys, getting to know all of you. It created such a problem when we came to make the film, because how am I going to get everybody in the film? I just wanted to get everybody in so badly. We ended up making the film that we made. But I can't thank you all enough for everything you gave us.
This is Paul Crowder, the director of the new Blue Angels documentary that just released last night. The premiere was last night here in Pensacola. Got a chance to go to that with loads of people, including many of the team members. He was in town, Captain Greg Wooldridge. Wooldridge, three-time former boss of the Blue Angels, who was a technical consultant on the film. Lots of current and former Blue Angels were there as well. It was the president of T-Mobile was there, you know, ho-hum, whatever. You know, it's kind of amazing that they put all this stuff together. Paul Crowder talking about how making this movie changed him and how they could have, you know, he could have easily done like 10 one-hour episodes instead of a single movie, because it's going to be on Amazon Prime in a week, so you'll be able to watch it at home very easily, shortly.
What you did made this film as good as it is. I could have made 10 one-hour episodes of this. It was so much great stuff. But we got what we got, and we got it because of you, and I can't thank you enough, so please, for yourselves, let's hear it.
And yeah, no, it was great, and everybody's crying.
To everybody who was part of the Blue Angels who helped us get here, to the team then and to the team now, and the faces change, but the suits stay the same. It's just an incredible thing. You will be in my heart. You changed me. Being a part of you changed me. Cutting onions just before I came out.
Nothing like a British guy confronting his emotions. I mean, it was great. Got a chance to talk to him on the blue carpet ahead of the event.
So I'm curious, you said that you have trouble getting in the plane, going fast, all of those things, and yet here you are making this amazing film experience of the fastest, loudest, scariest thing that the American military gets to show us. How do you handle that, I don't know, dichotomy a little bit?
You can't ride in the plane, can't get in the cockpit.
When I realized I wasn't going to have to actually go up in the jet, it was the same. I made a movie about being on a yacht sailing, and I can't be on a yacht either. And I sent somebody else on the yacht, and I flew. So my panic. My panic was just like, okay, I've done Formula One cars, I've done big wave riding, you know, I've shot rock music, I know all that stuff, but I don't know how to shoot jets. So you get the people in who do know how to do that. I got incredible people in my corner to help me with that, and obviously Kevin LaRosa, Mike Fitzmaurice is the air-to-air crew, Lance Bob Benson with the...
And that's what they did, is they just got experts in, and they took consulting good advice from all the various people who really knew how to do this, and they put together a fantastic production. One of the more, I don't know, cool moments, something I'd never seen before, was Alex Armitage, who is the commanding officer, the flight demonstration squadron leader, the number one pilot. They did something I didn't even know they could do.
Since Rob is now an honorary Blue Angel, he's going to get the...
Oh, sorry, here's the introduction. This is about Rob Stone.
One of the things we do on this team that we don't get to do very often is name honorary Blue Angels. There's a program, for those that aren't familiar, within the command, where we basically will select folks to be honorary Blue Angels. They are non-team members who effectively have done so much for this team over such a long period of time that they are considered honoraries, which is basically the same status as a former team member.
Civilian.
We have one that was selected at the end of last year. One of the challenges of doing this honorary process is announcing that person at a time that makes sense and at a time that allows them to be involved and allows a lot of the team to be involved. And we have one of those opportunities right now. So I would like to announce our newest honorary Blue Angel, Mr. Rob Stone.
You might know his name. If you're not in the Blue Angels community, you might know him more from Mr. Belvedere, but he helped make the first Blue Angels documentary, very helpful in making this one and all kinds of other things in between, and of course he was overwhelmed.
I'm absolutely stunned, and I'm so...
I love when people can't talk.
This means so much to me. And it's just been an honor of my life to try and help to tell the story of what you all do. You all are the heroes. And the opportunity to try and get your story out to the world has really just been a dream come true.
Man, it was really cool. And then watching all and listening to all of these team members and former and current Blue Angels watch this movie and cheer for each other and cheer for when their friends, just all of them, show up on the screen. I mean, it was, I'll give you one little example of this. So this is a movie, and there's, every time you hear it, kind of a cheer, that's somebody showing up on screen. That was the whole movie. It was a really, really cool event. So you'll be able to watch that movie today. And like I said, for a week, it'll be in theaters and IMAX. And the IMAX is spectacular. But then, of course, it'll be on Amazon Prime. So you can watch that at home anywhere you like. 6:16 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
Andrew, not seeing too much on the roadways this morning. If you're on North Palafox Street, traveling north or southbound, in between Tahar and Jordan, you can expect to see a lot of buildup. This morning. Other than that, you are looking good on the roadways coming into Pensacola. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're good all the way through 98 eastbound into westbound into Pensacola. And if you're coming in from Pace or Milton, seeing a little bit of a buildup on the bridge, but no reason to suspect it's going to be anything like the last 2 days. So if you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
NAS Wheating Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Whiting Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. The Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Tinkerbell, the flirty fairy companion of Peter Pan, after it recently came to light that Walt Disney World finally removed her from the personal meet-and-greet events at its theme park in Orlando, Florida. You may recall that the Disney internal virtue police at Stories Matter had reviewed all the major characters in Disney films back in 2022, looking for any problematic ones, and quite rightly identified Tinkerbell for cancellation because she is overly body conscious and jealous of Peter Pan's affections, reinforcing misogynist narratives in which women define themselves with reference to men, especially on the basis of physical appearance and sex appeal. Yes, the pouty little pixie has long been problematic as she flits around Neverland, openly cavorting with immature lost boys and unable to form meaningful relationships with other women, until finally meeting one in Wendy and trying to sabotage her because Peter finds Wendy romantically appealing. Tink is a flirty, jealous, mercurial sexpot with long legs. Well, as long as the legs of any 6-inch pixie can be. She dresses like a tramp and she zips around distracting men with her magic tricks, unhealthy skinny waist and hips so girthy, even Sir Mix-a-Lot would take a second look. Although some might say she gave shorter than average women a role model they could admire as a powerful self-actuated doer of miracles, the truth is she's just the animated American Barbie doll precursor of every hyper-sexualized Japanese anime vixen known to pubescent maledom. She would obviously be an influencer on Instagram, and I don't mean that in a good way. I'm sorry, Miss Fairy Femme Fatale, wearing pumps instead of heels and doing one act of noble self-sacrifice at the end of the movie are not enough to make up for all the ways you foster body-shaming, man-catching, and eating disorder culture. Our young women deserve better than you and your easily manipulated emotional insecurities. Tinkerbell, take your pixie dust and your pom-pom-adorned feet and go. We hereby cast thee out, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Dame Judi Dench, for casting numerous pointed aspersions upon our entire religion during an interview with Radio Times magazine. When asked about the value of content advisories in movies, Dench callously replied, quote, "I can see why they exist and it is preparing people, I suppose, but if you're that sensitive, don't go to the theater." She continued, "Why go to the theater if you're going to be warned about things that are in the play? Isn't the whole business of going to the theater about seeing something that you can be excited, surprised, or stimulated by? It's like being told they're all dead at the end of King Lear. I don't want to be told." I'm sorry I had to quote that to you, but we do believe in presenting the evidence in justification of our public cancellations. Obviously, you can see how this attitude of indifferent callousness to the mental anguish of her fellow theatergoers makes Dench completely unfit for modern society. It sure must be nice to have such a powerful case of neurotypical privilege because she hasn't experienced any trauma in her own life that would necessitate a trigger warning for her. How delightful it must be to have such unrefined moral sensibilities that seeing injustice portrayed on the big screen creates no anxiety for her at all. She actually told the magazine, "Do they do that? My God, it must be a pretty long trigger warning before King Lear or Titus Andronicus." Yes, as her fellow unwarned viewers convulse into a pile of morally hypersensitive empathetic goo, this woman simply enjoys the thrill of seeing the horrors parade in front of her. She even had the audacity to ask, if you know what when the shocks are coming, where is the surprise of seeing and understanding it in your own way? Look, dame, there's always only one way to understand a film, so don't cloud the issue with your silly notions of artistic interpretation. Your brand of psychological indifference to the suffering of others is on its way out. We represent a kinder, gentler society in which the only real command is, thou shalt make nothing that offendeth thy neighbor. Because we believe, as St. Mabel the Remonstrator taught us, blessed are the thick-skinned. Blessed are the thin-skinned, for they shall inherit the decency standards. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our heartiest approbation this week is for Joy Lind Van Hasselt, the Columbia University grad student who made international news when she walked up on stage at her commencement ceremony wearing a powder blue graduation robe, colorful Arab kafaya, and the fashionably forward zip-tied hands of the modern protest professional. Although we admire many of the conscientious women who brought Palestinian flags on stage with them as an act of courage, wisdom, and profoundly effective persuasion, Ms. Van Hasselt stands alone for being the total package. In a now wildly viral video, Joy took her diploma and immediately began to rip it in half to show the world what she, and we, really think of the value of a master's degree in social work from Columbia. Perhaps somewhat unfortunately for our young heroine, she quickly discovered that ripping a large diploma in half while wearing this year's most popular Al Jazeera brand limited edition zip ties was not possible. Big diploma, tiny little handcuffs. The physical challenge was simply beyond her, and apparently her protest mentors had not properly trained her to always do at least one dry run of your Palestinian protest dance before performing in front of a live audience. So it was awkward. But, not wanting to risk deviating from the carefully cultivated disobedience script by using her mouth, let's say, to hold one half and her conjoined hands to rip the other, Van Hasselt did the next best thing. Thinking quickly, she simply tossed the semi-shredded parchment over her head and pretended that everything had gone precisely as intended, like a pro, a true actress of the highest order. She even had the presence of mind to remember to take off her cap and reveal a hand-scrawled message on the inside that literally no one in the audience or on camera could make out, thus showing the world that with a master's degree in integrated practice and programming social work, you really can accomplish almost anything you set your mind to. For ceremonially throwing your future on the floor along with your diploma, and for having the courage to boldly do what everyone else was already doing, but to do it more cartoonishly, we confer upon the Joy Lind Van Hasselt the black tassel, green ropes, and crimson stole of the honorary doctorate of Palestinian protest performance. It's every bit as valuable as that master's degree you ripped up. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Hop, Skip, and Dump, featuring reclaimed foodstuffs from local restaurant dumpsters and residential landfills. This week featuring Taco Tuesdays held over until Friday, five-day fermented turnip greens, and a rare delicacy, half-eaten corn on the cob from just yesterday found in a bucket outside the Gas and Sip. You've truly never had reclaimed food like this before. Hop, Skip, and Dump. If you're the first person to taste it, it probably doesn't taste like virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
I get some corn right over for you, Jimmy. You got traffic on the fives?
Yeah. If you are traveling on Nine Mile Road this morning, going westbound, there was an accident that has been reported at Guidy Lane. FHP is on the scene, so we can expect to have that taken care of very shortly. And if you're on North Palafox Road, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up in between Fairfield and Jordan. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yeah. I wasn't sure where you were going with Hop, Skip, and Dump, but not disappointed. I got to say that. The Center for Disease Control has a new dashboard up to track the spread of bird flu. The online tool provides a variety of data to see where the disease has been detected. So far, it's had an impact on dairy cows. They say it can jump between species. This is a big deal. I'm making my chickens wear masks. Internet host Alex Jones is selling his 127-acre game ranch he owns in Texas to help satisfy the big judgments against him. Jones owes judgments of $1.5 billion to Sandy Hook families for claiming the 2012 school killings were a hoax and calling the victims paid actors. He says much of the proceeds of that sale will go towards the attorneys in the case.
All right. Man, my heart breaks for him, and I weep all kinds of half a tear for the suffering that Alex Jones has to endure for all of his years of terrible, horrible, awful radio. I'll just put it that way. Not that I have an opinion about the subject, you know, but you know the old expression, the one bad apple ruins the whole bunch?
Absolutely.
I wish he were the only one bad apple. Unfortunately, he is not the only one bad apple. Coming up in just a moment, are you familiar with the bear versus man question? Oh, we'll talk about it.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At least four people are killed in storms in Houston. Coco Dominguez with Fox 26 there.
I've been in Houston all my life. I've never seen downtown Houston look the way it looks right now. There's just debris everywhere that you look.
The mayor's asking people to stay home today. There's no school. Around a million homes and businesses are without power in Texas and Louisiana. Republicans on two House committees advance measures to hold Attorney General Garland in contempt of Congress.
The move comes after Merrick Garland's refusal to turn over audio recordings of President Biden's classified documents interview. The vote passing along party lines in both committees. The president has asserted executive privilege over the files, which also covers Garland. The resolution paves the way for the full House to vote on holding the Attorney General in contempt. No word yet, though, on when that vote will take place.
Fox's Ted Linder, a transcript of the interview is public. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, and right now it is 71 degrees. Mostly cloudy here in Pensacola this morning. Still seeing a little bit of rain in northern Escambia and Santa Rosa counties right now. Two people charged in last weekend's fatal mass shooting at a large party in Baldwin County. The sheriff's office says 19-year-old Tyquan French charged with murder. He's due in court later this morning for a bond hearing. Earlier this week, deputies also arrested Robert G. Brown on first-degree assault charges related to the shooting. He was released on bond for that charge, but rearrested on a stolen property charge out of Mobile County involving a shotgun. He remains in jail without bond pending a revocation hearing in that case now. And that shooting happened at that big May Day party with over 1,000 people in attendance at Bryant Landing Road in Baldwin County last weekend. Three people were killed, 15 others injured in the gunfire. Well, it is that time again. Seasonal Allegiant Air flights in Destin and Fort Walton Beach launching for the summer. The airline says they have 16 new low-cost nonstop routes launching for the tourist season. Some of their destinations include Knoxville, Tennessee, Peoria, Illinois, Huntington, West Virginia, Shreveport, Louisiana, Des Moines, Iowa, and other destinations across the Midwest and the Heartland. The first of those flights begin this week. The latest revised purchase offer for the OLF 8 property in Beulah not getting a whole lot of love from District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh. In a blog post, Burgosh says county staff has looked at the new offer and identified several issues. He says several items that had been previously removed by the county were added back into this latest offer. He says many of the items just can't be overlooked for statutory reasons. Burgosh says negotiators will need to hash all of those items out before next Monday's county commission meeting. And the county also considering another offer that's on the table from local businessmen Ryan Shavers and Cliff Moe. Funeral services are being held today for senior airman Roger Fortson in Georgia. Yesterday, his family and their attorney, Ben Crump, met with the media.
We've seen it far too many times when they kill people, especially black people, unjustifiably. They have the investigation go on for months, years, without anything, where everybody forgets about him, man. He's swept under the rug. Well, we're not going to let them sweep Roger Fortson under the rug.
And Fortson's funeral being held today at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. Reverend Al Sharpton expected to speak at that service. It is 6:34, News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy, you got to look at our traffic.
Not seeing too much on the roadways this morning, David. We are seeing some traffic building up on North Palafox Street in between Fairfield and East Jordan if you're heading north or southbound. Coming in from Pace or Milton, we are seeing on Highway 90, building up a little bit, coming in front of the hospital there, the West Florida Hospital. And an accident on East 9 Mile Road and Guidee Lane is being taken care of by FPH right now, so we can expect to see that cleared up here shortly. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Showers and thunderstorms will be on the decrease as we head through the morning into the afternoon hours here on Friday. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s, but we won't be done with rain overall. We have another chance that moves in overnight. It pushes through the area early Saturday morning through sunrise. Some more strong storms are possible, and we'll see more chances for rain possible through the day on Saturday, so keep the umbrella close by to start the weekend. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you, Joseph, and our news radio threat net radar right now showing a little bit of rain in northern Escambia County, going to be to the east of McDavid. Also, northern Santa Rosa County seeing some rain, and some rain up in Escambia County, Alabama. We'll keep our eye on the weather right now. 71 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Japanese automaker Honda has reaffirmed its commitment to electric vehicles, saying it will invest $65 billion through fiscal 2031 to deliver EV models around the world. The carmaker said by 2030, battery EVs and fuel cell EVs will make up 40% of Honda Motors' global auto sales, and it will have global production capacity for more than 2 million vehicles. The so-called O-Series, a key part of Honda's EV strategy, will be introduced in North America in 2026. Figma, a cloud-based design tool company, said it will allow investors to sell their shares in a tender offer that values the company at $12.5 billion. That's up 25% from the valuation at which the company fundraised in 2021, but below the $20 billion acquisition offer Adobe made in 2022. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 38. That's your money now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, The Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
News Radio Pensacola has just received another major award thanks to you, our listeners. This time, it's the prestigious 2024 Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters, where representatives of the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10 radio stations in America, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the Crystal Award for our exceptional year-round commitment to community service. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll be right back.
By now, you've probably seen and heard a lot of this discourse about the bear situation. If a woman is in the woods, would she much rather come across a bear or a man? And most women choose a bear. The idea that there are so many men who are angered by the fact that women would choose a bear, to me, proves the point. How quickly they invalidate a woman's experience.
Okay, so if you haven't heard of this, of the choose the bear challenge or the bear or the man challenge, the basic premise, as one TikToker just explained to you, is you're a woman and you're walking in the woods, and I want you to imagine the possibility of being confronted by either a bear on the trail in front of you or a random stranger man on the trail in front of you. Which one would you choose? And the premise of this whole exercise is that women repeatedly, again and again and again, would rather be confronted by the wild animal, the other wild animal, the bear, rather than the man.
Man. These men and some misguided women are out here saying, oh, so you're really in fear of men all the time? Yes.
Really?
You don't know that? You don't know that that's why we decide to jog during the day and not at night? That's why we have the pepper spray on our keychain. That's why we go places in groups. That's why we don't like talking to random men at night in parking lots. That's why we don't like to give men our phone numbers. That's why we check under the beds when we get into hotel rooms and we check the shower. Where have you been? Where have you been? Have you no sisters, no daughters, no mothers, no female friends? Where have you been?
Well, I most certainly haven't been hiding in the shower in your hotel room. I'll put it that way. But see, there's a part of me that hears this and thinks, this is what higher education produces in terms of the modern feminist. There's also a part of me that thinks, I mean, I see the point. You know, women do have to think differently about the world around them when they are walking about. And if they're on a path somewhere, you know, a bear, yes, dangerous. A strange man, also dangerous.
I saw somebody say, oh, so if a bear is attacking you, I'm just going to stand by and watch. You usually do. Yeah, like men always step in. Men usually say stuff like, I don't know what they got going on. I don't know what she said to him. You're usually scared of other men. I'd rather take my chances with a bunch of women being around because they're more likely to step in. Y'all acting as if y'all always protect women. Y'all are quick to say who you wouldn't protect and why.
It's a sick burn, by the way. I would rather take my chances with some women. That's funny. There was a different one. And just to give you a little bit of flavor on how people are commenting about this.
Y'all acting like men are scarier than bears. You ain't watched enough nature documentary.
Okay, so that was the premise. That was the setup guy. And then here you have...
So I'm an ecology major, and I know way too much about bears, like way more than the average person. And I would still choose the f***ing bear.
Even though I edited her, the effect still lingers.
So in the U.S., there are only about 6 fatal bear attacks per year. And there are millions of people who spend time in the woods, who go hiking and all that. So it's not like nobody is, like, anywhere near bears, ever.
Meaning we confront bears and very few of them ever actually attack people. And there are people in the woods, you know, it does happen.
And when those attacks do happen, it's usually when someone provokes a bear, not when they're just existing in their habitat.
Which... unfortunately, is what abusive men say. It's the woman is always provoking them, of course, but, you know, just for parallelism, though that's a unjustified excuse for behavior, right?
For the most part, you will be completely fine if you leave them alone and mind your business. But the same cannot be said about men.
If you just don't provoke them, you'll be okay. True for bears, not true for men, she says.
Also, let's say I did choose the bear, and the bear killed me. You know what? I would be okay with that. I would give him a little hug as I went out. It would be the perfect way to die.
Ecology major at a university, you don't say. My dream death is hugged and mauled to death by a bear who I gently whisper in his ear how glad I am he's not just a male human being. Okay, so listen, I know the reaction of sarcasm and humor is the natural one. Okay, let's do our best to come at this rationally. okay? Because I think a lot of women probably do give this answer when you make them think it through. And, that, you know, I asked my wife, I'm like, what are you picking, honey, random strange man or a bear? She's like, I could take a man. I said, I know you could. So she's like, no, it's absurd. Most random men are perfectly fine. The occasional one, well, I'm going to break his knee. But, you know, the bear, I mean, I don't have a lot of hope against a bear. And I can't outrun a bear. I could probably outrun most men. I mean, like, that's, you know, she's very, very rational about these things. Anyway, so in what ways are women rationally afraid of men in general? And in what ways are they irrationally afraid of men? Well, they're rationally afraid based on the potential for sexual or physical violence, right? Or, you know, creepy stalkers. But, you know, that's a very small percentage of men. I mean, it's a small percentage of men. It's an unfortunate and horrible small percentage, but it is a small percentage. I mean, out of 100 men, how many are an actual danger to you on a trail in the woods? I mean, put a number on it. 10%? 20%? I mean, how awful do you think men are? If you ask me, I would say the number's less than 5%. I mean, I would actually, I'd say it's probably more like in the 1% to 2%. I mean, if you're walking on a trail in the woods and you pass 100 men, how many of them attack you? Chances are zero, right? Most of the time, chances are zero. That's why when you start to put a percentage on it, you start to think, you know, if you pass a random bear in the woods, how many of them attack you? Ooh, not interested. We'll come back to this in a second. 437-1620. Feel free to weigh in. 437-1620. Jimmy, who is safer than a bear in the woods.
Thanks.
I'll vouch for him. How do the roads look today, Jimmy?
If you're traveling on North Palafox Street, you can expect to see some traffic this morning in between West Fairfield Drive and Jordan Street. We are seeing a little bit of traffic building up on the US 90 bridge coming out of Pace and Milton this morning and on Woodbine at that intersection with Highway 90 as well. Everything else looking pretty good on the roadways this morning. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to have an easy drive down 98 all the way into Pensacola. If you see anything on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Should we actively untraumatize people coming from Milton and Pace today? Everything's good today. Everything's mm-hmm. good today. It's going to be all right today. Go against what happened yesterday and the day before. 647 here on News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola State College has been a great resource for my family. Seriously, great resource. We have three kids homeschooled, and when they were in high school, both of our older kids for 3 years did dual enrollment with PSC. So that means that they went to UWF with about a year and a half's worth of college credit under their belt. So they went as sophomores and a half. One's about to graduate this fall. The other one's just starting. But the point is they got to take classes at PSC that were both for high school and college credit for free, no cost, books are free, everything's taken care of because it's high school, okay? And you get small class sizes, you get to, for them, it was a great transition from homeschooling to, you know, experiencing the classroom. You know, individualized instruction, a variety of different section teachers and time, so you can really pick what you want. Like I said, PSC has been a huge resource for us, for the traditional or the non-traditional or the homeschool student. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. 437-1620. We're getting some texts in here. Somebody says 437-1620. That's why you're going to be single for the rest of your life. Yeah. What if the bear is also a male? Oh, double dipping. Good question. Let's see. Somebody says, you're trying to apply logic to the illogical. Well, you know, yeah, you always try to start with that, you know, yeah. See if you can understand. Under what circumstances, coming back to this bear challenge, bear or man, if you're a woman walking alone in the woods, would you rather encounter a bear or a random dude? Which one seems more likely to hurt you or maul you? And this choose the bear thing is the idea. By the way, the article I was reading, Glamour magazine. And now it's not saying it's just, but like this really is kind of all over the place. Anyway, under what circumstances do you just happen alone upon a man, man alone in the woods? It's not that common, really. How would this question be different if a man asked it? You know, I'm walking in the woods. Would I rather encounter another man or a bear? Man. But to be fair, random strange man in the woods is also a threat to me, right? I mean, there are right? They might well decide that they want to attack me, that he's unfriendly to me, that he's trying to, you know, rob me, or, you know, I don't know. And it could be anything. And so it's not only women who are in jeopardy from men, which is, you know, kind of a good thing to keep in mind. And, you know, even some of the more horrible things might be a risk for me. You know, you never know which woods you're in. You okay there, Jimmy? Jimmy can't even. I got nothing to add. All right. So, is this an insult to men? Is this some feminist, you know, philosophy thought experiment? And I genuinely say this. I mean, we're having a lot of fun with this, but I genuinely, is it maybe a reminder that women do operate in a world where many of them feel like they are at risk from catcalls or looks or unwanted attention or worse on a regular basis? And that's for real, and that's a problem. And so, yes, it's funny. Yes, it's absurd. Yes, it's ridiculous. Yes, it's a pretext for making all kinds of sarcastic comments. But at the same time, there is something worth paying attention to here, because if women, many women, really do feel this way, even if they're wrong or unjustified or irrational, and I'm not saying they totally are, but even if they are, it's worth understanding how they feel at the moment about something, right? I mean, that's just, as a fact, their psychological condition and reaction and state of terror is worth understanding, to the point where some women apparently working on graduate degrees.
Also, let's say I did choose the bear and the bear killed me. You know what? I would be okay with that. I would give him a little hug as I went out. It would be the perfect way to die.
6:52 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
Save Ferris is the band name, in case you're not familiar with them, which is, of course, a reference to If I Have to Tell You, You're Too Young. 6:55 on News Radio Pensacola. It was on the water tower, man. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives this morning. Jimmy?
If you guys are coming in from Pace or Milton, you guys are good all the way over the US 90 bridge there into Pensacola. And Cantonment, starting to see some traffic slowing down on US 29 heading southbound into Pensacola. Building up on East 10 Mile Road intersection there, but clearing up as you passed Nine Mile Road. There was a crash that happened earlier, East 9 Mile Road and Guidy Lane. That has been cleared by FHP, so you should not be experiencing any delays through there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, man, the texts I'm getting in on this choose the bear question are kind of funny. Somebody here says, ask a game warden. Fair. In case you didn't catch it, the thing running around on social media is the random woman is walking alone in the woods. Would you rather encounter a bear or a stranger man? And they're choosing the bear. You know, because feminism does such a great job of teaching women about men. Somebody here says, let's not forget the cougars. I was attacked by two cougars, and let me tell you, those women were strong. you know what's going there. Let's see, somebody here says, so a womine, that's the with the Y spelling, would choose the bear right after failing to shred her degree with her zip tied hands. That's funny. Somebody here says, I hear banjo music. Yeah, somebody else says, squeal like a pig for me. Yeah, no, that's, yeah. These are movie references, people. These are movie references. These are the same women who unironically continue to complain. Where are all the good men at? 437-1620. Let's see. Oh, you had a social worker call in, right, Jimmy? Social worker called in and wanted to say that she's seen a lot of horrible things. That's what I'm saying. Said there really are horrible, dangerous men.
Escambia County.
Yeah, no, there really are. Absolutely, there are. Absolutely, there are. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Nobody has asked the obvious question, though. What type of bear? Because that would make a big difference in this case.
Would it?
Yes, absolutely. A grizzly bear, a black bear.
I
go looking for black bears. I wouldn't look for a grizzly.
What this premise, this hypothetical is saying is, I will take a full-grown, angry grizzly bear over any random, strange 5'4" dude.
Yeah, well, that's,
I think that's what the premise of this thing is saying. So go on, David.
The Justice Department now charging two brothers in connection with an alleged scheme to steal $25 million worth of cryptocurrency. Anton and James Pierre Bueno now facing charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Both of these men had studied computer science and math at MIT. Former President Trump attending his youngest son's high school graduation today. Barron Trump getting his diploma at Oxbridge Academy in Palm Beach. And tempers recently flared at a House hearing after Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene attacked the appearance of Democrat Jasmine Crockett.
Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Order.
That from a House Oversight Committee meeting. They were debating holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress at the time.
Any of these representatives from Milton originally? No?
The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C., I think, was filming at the time.
Oh, man. 6:59. Oh, somebody here has a message for you, Jimmy. It says she decided to call in sick today to avoid the traffic that you're obviously going to cause from Milton.
Look at that. Somebody taking my advice.
The power you wield. We'll be back.
You're listening to the winner of the prestigious National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for Community Service. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.